Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Let me fill your heart with joy and laughter. Togetherness is all I'm after. Whenever you need me, I'll be there. I'll be there to protect you with unselfish love that respects you. Just call my name and I'll be there. These are beautiful lyrics from the Jackson 5 song, I'll Be There, that I wanted to share with you today because I felt is so apropos for what it is we're going to be talking about. I mean, isn't this what we all long for in this lifetime, to find someone that's going to promise this to us, that's going to want this with us, that's going to want to give this to us? Well, that someone is already there. You don't have to go out and find that someone, because that someone is you, you in all caps, your soul. This is a path of ascension, and that's the topic of today's show, All Things Ascension. Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. I'm so excited to be sharing this next hour with you. I will be hosting solo today, so I'm a little lonely because I am used to having my partner with me, but I'm excited to be here with you nonetheless to talk about a topic that's near and dear to my heart, because it's been the path that I've been on for the last couple of years now, when this was first triggered for me. So I'm going to be sharing my experiences today, speaking straight from my heart. And perhaps my experiences can help support someone who's listening today who may have their own questions, or I'm simply just want to learn more about what the ascension process is all about, what happens when one is on this path, what it means, etc. But first, I'm Kim Falcon, founder of my bicoastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen in the beautiful state of Richmond, Virginia, and Encino, California, where the goal is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. If there's anything that I can do to help support you in the way of readings, healings, or using the power of your mind with hypnosis, you can find me at lovefirst.info. I would love to hear from you. If you'd like to learn more about the work that my co-host Mark Lanehart does, the Intuitive Prospector, up in the Great Northwest, you can find him at marklanehart.com. And if you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter, Instagram, Inspired for Us, Google Plus, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And this is where you can interact with us, find out about upcoming shows, and also send through your questions. Of course, today, like every show, I'll be taking your questions if you have them, and I will do my best to answer them if I have an answer for you. You can call in live at 202-570-7057, or you can check Facebook. I'll be checking that as well. Usually, Mark and I partner up, and one checks one platform and the other checks the other, but today it's all me, so I'm going to be managing everything alone. All right, be patient with me should you decide to send through a question or call in. But you can also listen to all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, marklanehart.com, YouTube, and iTunes. You can, again, find me at lovefirst.info. You can find me on Facebook under Kimberly Thalkin at Love First, or Twitter, Kim Love First, or my YouTube channel at Kimberly Thalkin. So I've been doing a lot. I've got a whole list of videos that I'm needing to create with all kinds of topics that I want to share with you just from my own experiences that might help you too on your own path or just be interesting to listen to. Every day for me is like being in a classroom that's being taught by the highest aspect of me. And that is what is so fascinating about our soul. And that is what is so fascinating about the ascension process. It's all about living from the soul. So a couple months ago, I hosted a show on the topic of spiritual awakening. And what put me on that path at first, it's like been a two-part process for me. First was the opening up of my spiritual abilities, I guess, the psychic and mediumship abilities, and just putting me on a whole new path in life. And the one pattern that I've noticed in both phases, spiritual awakening, which then ultimately led me to the path of ascension, is that my soul tends to do things at an accelerated rate. Yippee for me. meaning one day life is one way and the next it's changed forever, just as easy as that, or not so easy, but just as quickly, I should say, as that. And that's what happened when I first opened up psychically and mediumistically. And that is also what happened here on this path of ascension for me. Everything moved very, very, very fast. So I'm going to be talking about that process. If you'd like to learn more about kind of how I came into my spiritual awakening and psychic and mediumship abilities, etc., you can do that on the show that I listened to, the show that I did a couple of months ago. It's entitled That Spiritual Awakening. But this is like part two to that. So we're focused on the ascension process and what that means, what it is, and everything that goes into it. Of course, we don't nearly have enough time today to cover everything. This is a topic of infinite possibilities and infinite experiences. So I'm going to do the best that I can to sum it up in the next 50 minutes now. So what is ascension? Well, it really is about descending from the head, living your life from your ego, from the human aspect, down into your heart, which is where truth resides. It's your portal to all that is, the heart is. In fact, I did a video on YouTube about connecting through your heart to all that is by just placing your right hand over your heart and opening up the heart center. So you can find that on YouTube if you're interested in learning more about that. But anyway, so that's what it is. It's living your life from a consciously. And every day you're learning about how it is you can, what aspects of your life you can be more conscious in. It's all about higher consciousness. Now, I like that definition because that's what one of my teachers used and who used it on this on our show, who's a guest on Inspired Living. Her name is Lindy Cowling. And that's exactly what it is. It's about living from the highest aspect of you, more and more and more, until you that's who it is you become. That's how it is you live your life all the time. Now, that's not an easy process to move from the human aspect to the highest aspect of you, because it's taken years and years of conditioning of living through your human aspect. So this process is about undoing all that it is that you've knew to be true and rebuilding all of what it is, you know, from scratch again, and everything that it is you thought you knew is going to be just the opposite as you move down the path of ascension. So it's a major, major life change. And whenever we go through major life changes like this, it's very important to be a part of, to feel a part of a community so that you're not out there feeling isolated, that there are other people it is you can learn from and share with and ask questions, from, and other teachers out there that can help assist you based on their own experiences. So to that point, I want to just credit some of the very important teachers that have helped me on this particular part of my journey. And that has been Lindy Cowling, who I just mentioned, who's in the UK, who does beautiful work around ascension with a focus on soul connections, being triggered on the path of ascension through soul connections. The other is Lisa Transcendence Brown, who's over on the beautiful island of Kauai. She's been very instrumental for me on my path. And the other being Polona Ariadon. I have a great respect for her work as well. And I know that there are other teachers out there who I'll probably be learning from too at some point, but up until this point on my path, these three have been very instrumental in my own understanding and support of kind of where I am to date. And so I want to make mention of them because they might be able to support you too, and you might be able to learn something from them as well. And that's really important when you're on this path and as you think about New Earth and living on the New Earth and in the fifth dimension. It's a whole new way of being, and sharing is a big part of that. There's no such thing as competitiveness or competition or comparing, because you live in a world of abundance and you recognize the universe as that. And so when you do that, then you recognize the importance of sharing, and you want to share from your heart. And so I want to take this time to share their information as well. So what triggers ascension? Well, there are many different ways in which it can be triggered. And sometimes people go on their path and it's like, you know, something might happen, and then that kind of opens their heart center more, and then they continue down their path, and then maybe something else happens. And so their path may be more gradual, but every soul chooses a path unique unto itself based on what it is the soul needs to learn, on your own soul's evolution. So everyone's going to have some differences in the way they experience their journey. For me, my soul, again, chooses to accelerate that process and how things are triggered within me. And so basically, you know, as I said before, you're going from living life one way, and then all of a sudden, at the snap of your fingers, everything has changed. Now, that's a very kind of rough way to do it. It's rough. It's not easy. It's one way of experiencing thing, and that's how my soul has chosen to do that. So you can be triggered from a major life experience, a medical diagnosis, the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, through a soul connection where somebody comes into your life and activates and triggers that in you. So there are a multitude of ways in which this can happen. But I'm going to spend some time talking about what happens when a soul connection does that, because that's where the basis of my practice, Love First, has always been centered around love within ourselves and love through others. And that's the way when I was triggered, I had some very profound experiences with God. And God spent some time talking to me about what happens when the ascension process is activated through another person. So that's how I'll explain things today. So when it's done by a soul connection, where there could be a romantic interest, because it can be done by any soul connection, it could be done by a friend, it could be done by anybody. But it's basically an agreement between you and another soul that at a certain time in each other's life, you're going to come into one another's experience to activate that within one another. And it's all divinely orchestrated, because it's divinely orchestrated by your soul and that very highest aspect of you, and the divine. And so it's very divinely orchestrated, perfectly orchestrated. And when something like that comes into play, we're going to be going into break here in 2 minutes, so there's no way I'm going to finish this thought, but we'll continue when we come back. When something like that is orchestrated, it's like a game of a chess. So chess is very strategic, and every piece on the chessboard moves strategically. So when it's that time for this to be activated within you, every piece on that game, on that board game, will move just to the right place, so that the right people can come into your life to help activate that within you and trigger the ascension, ignite that within you. And it's all done very magnificently, pristinely. It couldn't be done in any greater of perfection, because your soul won't have it any other way. And it's interesting to see how that plays out, and to look back and see how that plays out in one's life. Okay, but the part that can become tricky is if this soul connection could possibly be a romantic connection. In other words, not just a girlfriend or guy friend that comes into your life and boom, there you are. If there's a possibility of a romantic connection, that adds another layer to this experience. And we're going to talk about that in 2 minutes, so stay with us.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, where today's show we are talking about all things ascension. Before we went into break, I was talking a little bit about what happens when a soul connection comes in to trigger that within you. And not just a soul connection, but one where there can be a possible romantic connection or a romantic interest. That will add a whole nother layer of complexity to the experience, because the human aspect will place all of their attention and focus on that soul connection. Why? Because what happens when that activation takes place within you, it's like lighting a pilot light, you know, the pilot light in your heater that comes on. That's what happens. That's what each of you will do for each other. And that pilot light is really the divinity within each one of you. The divine within, the divinity within each one of you, which means that you then activate divine love within you. And that's what it is you feel within you, and that's what it is you emanate. And so that love, divine love, is the purest love that one could ever, ever imagine. I mean, it's beyond comprehension. It's something you've never experienced before. Because divine love is very different than human love. Human love comes with all kinds of attachments. Divine love is pure. And it's like a drug, because you want more and more and more of that, because it feels so good. You're elated when you feel that. It's a very high vibrational love. And so when you feel that emanating from your soul connection, then that's where the human will get confused and place their attention and focus and feel like that must be it. Oh my goodness, that person is here and this is it. This is, I've never felt anything like this before, and this must be who I'm supposed to be with. Well, think again, because while some soul connections are more relationship templated, unlike, let's say, twin flame union, that is never the main the purpose of this activation. This ascension will always direct you back to you. That is the purpose here. It's not anyone or anything outside of you. It is about redirecting your attention and focus back into you, so that you connect to the highest aspect of you, the divinity within you, your higher self, and you bridge that connection so that there's no longer separation. Humans live in separation where everything is outside of themselves. Their higher self is somewhere floating around way out there. God is way, way out there. The angels are over here, way over there. Humans live in separation from all that is. So this activation, the purpose behind that is to unify within yourself all aspects of you, and the highest aspect of you, and the divine within you, and all that is. So you're no longer living in separation. That is the oneness that people talk about. That people, the humans really can't understand until they experience it. But getting back to the soul connection, that love is so pure, and it's something that you've never felt before, that it'll add a layer of complexity, because you will feel that your focus is supposed to be on that other person. It's like a magnetic pull, because that love is so strong. And it's not that you can't have a romantic experience with them or even experience relationship with them, but a lot of times, you know, the activation of the ascension process is for you to clear up what needs to be cleared up within yourself. So, until all of that has happened, you're going to be redirected back to you. And then once that happens, then there may be a possibility for that connection to take on a new experience. But the main purpose behind that is to connect you to you and the divinity within you. So let's move on now to what is it that you feel when that that pilot light in you is activated, that spark comes alive within you. Will you feel overwhelming feelings of love, euphoria, bliss, magic? It's the world around you and you light up. It's like, it would be like the Rockefeller Christmas tree in New York City. You know, the magnitude of that Christmas tree, that's not just a Christmas tree that you put in your living room. That's a huge Christmas tree. Think of when they light that Christmas tree and all of a sudden that whole big tree is lit up. That's essentially what happens to you. You light up with that level of magnitude. And everything around you is lit up. Life is lit up. You're lit up. You're walking around in this blissful, magical state of the highest vibrations that you've ever experienced. That's when you're going to be most in alignment with your soul. So that is the bliss that living life in alignment with your soul brings you. Okay, all of your senses are heightened, and it's like you're walking around on cloud nine. You've never thought you could experience something this powerful. Okay, if you are, when I say all of your senses are heightened, I mean if you are already psychic, you'll hear your guides as if they are right in front of you. Right in front of you, like you're having a cup of coffee with them at Starbucks. Like that's how clear everything becomes, and your guidance is very, very strong at this time. Your soul connection, your connection with your guides, everything is kicked up a thousandfold in notches. Okay, so everything is heightened. There's going to be a ton of synchronicities that happen. Why? There's synchronicities that happen in our lives all the time. But humans are so distracted with what's going on with them and the drama in their life and what's happening with their neighbors and their friends and their coworkers that we go through life missing these synchronicities. Well, when your senses are heightened, your awareness kicks in, and all of a sudden, you're aware of everything, and so you will catch all of these synchronicities. Okay, so this energy, however, as blissful as it is, when that magic starts to, when other elements of this experience start to kick in, then the magic will die down a little bit because the energy is very overwhelming. Okay, so what's happening? You're raising in consciousness all at once, you know, in an instant. It's raising. Whereas raising consciousness sometimes to this capacity can take years for people. And all of a sudden it's happening, everything's happening at once. So it's a very fast-paced moving energy. And it's like you are revved up within yourself, and things within you move so fast, it's like you can't even keep up with yourself. It would be like sitting in the seat of a Ferrari, a brand new Ferrari, and putting gassing the Ferrari with the gas pedal all the way down and going from 0 to 100 in like a second and not being belted in. That's how it feels like. It's moving very, very fast within you. And it's the strangest dynamic because everything outside of you is carrying on as normal, status quo. It's all moving at the same pace. But within you, you're moving so fast, it's like you can't even keep up with yourself. When it's at its peak, when it's at its peak and you're going, 100 miles an hour, not belted in, you want it to slow down because it's scary. It's uncomfortable. You can't keep up with yourself. You don't know what's happening from one minute to the next. You're not sure what's going to happen. And what happens from one minute to the next is scary because your life starts to unfold. It starts to crumble around you. How's that? Most of the time, spiritual conversations about love and bliss. No, not so much. Because by the time you get to this point, you've outgrown the love and bliss. It's like your soul, your higher self gives you time to play on the playground like you used to play in preschool, but then it's time to graduate. And then you have to move on to the higher levels of learning and understanding, and it's not about playing on the monkey bars anymore. It's about it's about a whole nother level of understanding. So it's literally like going from preschool to Harvard, and not just Harvard, but like the most advanced courses at Harvard. That's what it feels like within you, and the learning that takes place as this experience unfolds organically. So everything's moving very fast within you, and your life starts to fall apart. Everything turns upside down, but as a friend of mine put it, it's really right side up. But everything within your life that is no longer in alignment, no longer in integrity, is going to have a light shining on it. It's like the biggest, brightest spotlight you could ever imagine is going to be shining on every aspect within you that needs purification, and every aspect that you are connected to outside of you that needs purification. This is a purification process that brings everything into alignment, into your new state of consciousness, so that there's a match there. There's a vibrational match there. And into integrity, because that's what this is about. It's about living in purity and integrity. And that's what higher consciousness is. So everything that is not that then will fall away, will fall away. And nothing within you or without you can hide any longer. It'd be like a criminal that's trying to hide, you know, in a dark, a dark space at night where the helicopter is circling around with a huge spotlight, and there's no place for this person to go. That's what happens here too. No leaf goes in turn, and it's not meant to. You can't raise your consciousness and then have things around you not be at that same consciousness. It's just incompatible. So it's not even possible. Okay. So is that scary? Yes. To put it, there's no way of it. Yes. Capital Y, capital E, capital S. Yes. Because what happens is everything as you thought you knew it is no longer the truth. Your truth changes. Then as you go down this path, everything is the opposite of what you thought it was. So imagine that years and years. I'm in my 40s. Okay, so I've had 40 years of this kind of conditioning up until this point, right? Of programs and running within me, of my own level of understanding of life and me and my part in life and the world around me. And all of that gets shattered. It's like it never even existed. So if you don't think that's scary, it absolutely is. But there's so much beauty that comes from it. I don't want to in any way focus on just the uncomfortability of it, because it's meant to be uncomfortable. There's no way we're going to evolve and change and learn if we're living life comfortably. That's not how humans learn. And that's not how we move from our human self to our higher self. Humans are going to change. They're going to cling on to things, the realities they once knew it, because humans don't like change. And so oftentimes it takes something very drastic like this to happen, where you have no choice. Your soul, you see, your soul will just take care of that for you. So you, a lot of times in life, you'll have the choice. Either you conform or you don't, and your soul has to take drastic measures to catch your attention, to stop you in your tracks, Otherwise, the human will just continue distracting itself with everything else around it and try to control everything, every its perfect little world. That's not at all what this is about anymore. So it's uncomfortable, but there's so much beauty that comes from the uncomfortability that that comes with it. And you'll be able to look back and say, oh my gosh, I wouldn't have it any other way. Oh my goodness, it couldn't have been any other way. If it were any other way, I wouldn't have listened. I wouldn't be where I am today. So, you know, anybody who's on this path, who's teaching or who's sharing their experiences or talking about ascension and assisting other people out there, they've all been in the trenches. This is about hands-on experience. It's not about reading concepts in a book and then regurgitating what it is you've learned, like in school. This is the school of life, and the school of life requires hands-on experience. You're going to be in the trenches. Nobody's going to be able to do it for you. So as I've said before, too, it's not what you you don't get what you deserve or what you think you deserve. You get what you negotiate, and negotiation is by way of your commitment to your own soul. You gotta work through the trenches and work through everything that needs to be worked through in order to raise your consciousness. Okay, so that's a very important aspect of one's soul's evolution. Now, with that said, this is our final break here, and stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we talk about ascension.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, although today it's just me, Kim, and we're talking about all things ascension. So, you know, I want to say from my experience, my guidance had come in a few weeks before everything went up in flames, so to speak. And they did tell me, they said, you know, you're going to have a little bit of a shakeup coming up in your life. But don't worry, you're going to be hearing us very clearly. We're going to be instructing you every step of the way on how to maneuver your way through things. And we just want to let you know, we want to give you a heads up. Well, my goodness gracious, you know, that's the thing about the guidance that comes through, I've noticed too, is that it's always very tempered. If they had told me that my life was going to be turning upside down, I'd probably be running around life like a chicken with my head cut off, freaking out. But I thought, instead I thought, well, geez, that's a, gosh, what could that mean? I thought I was going to have a difficult client come through and they'll help me through it. No, not so much. This was about me and my life and nobody else. And they meant it when they said a shakeup. Boy, it was a shakeup. But they also were right by my side. And I'm going to cry talking about this because it is the most beautiful experience you could ever have. You know, people go through life and they feel that they're not loved or supported, or they feel that they're alone. And through, I would say, one of the most difficult times in my life, I felt the most loved and supported. And that is a beautiful, beautiful blessing in life to be given. And so I'm very, very grateful for that, because I tell you, it would have been a much different experience had I not had that connection. And so it's important that we all know that we're loved and supported, not just told that, but we feel it for ourselves. So then it becomes our truth, not just something someone tells us. Okay. So see, I said I would be speaking from my heart. That's my heart. All right. So, you know, they were telling me aspects of my life that needed purification. And at that point, I thought, well, I hear what you're saying, but it's not that big of a deal, this or that or whatever it is they're talking about. Well, of course they know more than me. And it was very true. There were aspects of my life that I didn't even realize needed to be purified. I was aware of them, but didn't realize they needed purification in the way that it did. So they were there to hold my hand all the way through. And I'm telling you, when I say your senses are heightened, you are as psychic as you'll ever be, because you're so connected. And you're so connected when you're living in alignment with your soul. So they helped me tremendously through what was a very difficult time. And that is what I'd say, is that I was probably a most difficult time, but when I was at one of the two times that I was at my best. Okay, so that is the power and the strength that we have within us. You see, when you're going through the most difficult time in your life, and yet you can look back and say, oh my gosh, that's when I was the strongest. You would never know that about yourself unless you were presented with a situation that allowed you to experience that, to see that for you. And that level of strength and feelings of empowerment and inner knowingness, that's the real you. That's really who you are. You are not somebody who's riddled with fear and uncertainty and worry and shame and guilt. No. So that's what this process is about. All those layers of what I just said, fear, uncertainty, all those layers begin to peel away, unfold, so that you can move towards the core of who it is you are, which is this beautiful, powerful creator. Okay, so that, you know, and only Only your soul could orchestrate the most profound experiences for you and then carry you through embraced in love. That is why I read the song, the lyrics to the song, I'll Be There. That is, I posted this earlier too on social media because I heard that song and I thought, oh my gosh, that if your soul could write you a song, that's the song it would write you, in my opinion. That is you leading you. All that it is you're searching for outside of yourself, that special someone, you're that special someone. You're never alone. In time of uncertainty, you're always going to be met by your higher self. And your higher self is always going to lead you through. And that's one of the most powerful things that you can learn from this experience. Okay? So, you know, all just take a step back here. You're moving at 100 miles an hour within you. Well, that's because your soul is expanding. You are an expansive being. You are not limited to what it is you know of yourself in this lifetime. You are a multidimensional, expansive being. And this process allows you to experience yourself in that way. It's an expansion of your soul. When your consciousness raises, your soul is expanding. And the reason why you're feeling this revved up inside, you're expanding, but then what's also happening is timelines are collapsing, what they say they call timelines. So timelines are just physical realities that have a certain vibration to it. Well, you're outgrowing those old timelines. That's no longer a vibrational match to you because your consciousness is expanding. And so that's what it feels like to have a whole heck of a lot of timelines collapse, boom, 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 like dominoes all at once. All of those realities aren't a fit for you anymore. So it's a very weird experience to have. Is you're seeing things from a much different perspective, and the layers of who you are not begin to unfold as you move closer to the core of who it is you are. And as all of this is happening, you're left standing alone because nobody else around you is going through this. And there's not really going to be anybody you can talk to about it who's going to understand. I mean, ultimately there will be. There's all kinds of people out there that have gone through the ascension process, and you can, you know, teachers and stuff. But when you're when this is happening, it's like a whole new thing. You don't even understand what's happening when it's happening, and you don't even know what you don't know. So there you are, standing all alone on your two feet, supporting yourself, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And you are left standing, asking the very important question, who am I? Because at that point, you have no clue. Hands up in the air, I don't know who I am. What is all this about? Okay, so you're asking the question, who am I? And all of what you thought you knew falls away as the old constructs within you disintegrate. That's the purpose here. You're rebuilding from a new foundation. An expansion happens, your soul expands, and all of the old programs and beliefs fall away. Not all of them, but to get you to that next level, and then there's even more work. There's always work to do, right, until you get to a certain level of consciousness. Well, I'm not there yet, but there's you know, this is about work. You're working all the time. When you're committed to higher consciousness, this becomes your life. Every part of you is I wouldn't say consumes you in a bad way, but you're never disconnected from this aspect of what it is you're, you know, setting out to do here. So the old stuff falls away, and you feel like you're expanding so quickly. It'd be like you putting on 100 pounds a day. It's like you can't fit into the same pair of jeans anymore. You keep outgrowing your clothes, and you don't know when it's going to stop. So that's uncomfortable, right? The constant expansion. It's a little scary because you don't know when it's all going to stop. But then if you want it to stop, but then when it stops, then you want it to happen again. See how we are as humans? And you wouldn't have it any other way. But after the expansion happens, you have to come back in, you contract in, and it's time to integrate everything it is that you've learned. Because now you got to start living it, embodying it, being it. And that's when the very important process of your higher self starts to integrate within you. And more, that's how you live, which is exactly the point. Integration, everything that needs to contract again to come back in so that it can be integrated into all of your being so that you can then embody it. Embody it. It's this new way of being and living. It's about integrating all of the different aspects of you. There are so many different aspects of you, and some of them have fragmented off during your lifetime based on some of these old programs running within us, unconscious programs. And that I'd love to spend more time talking about that, because that's a pretty profound process too. When you start integrating and unifying all the different aspects of you, you'll see, you know, in meditation, for example, I've seen parts of myself fragmented off. I thought, oh my gosh, I had no idea. What am I doing sitting over there in the corner feeling all rejected and alone? Well, that's from an unconscious program of, you know, not feeling accepted and wanting to be accepted, whatever it may be. For me, that's what it was. And I had to talk to that aspect of me and say, no, you're not over there all by yourself. You're loved. You're loved. Come back home. Come back home. And you have to call that aspect of you back to your whole being. Integrate into the whole of who it is you are so that you're not living in separation anymore. I was shocked when I saw that aspect of me in the corner. I didn't even know that that's what I was going to be doing that day. It's just in meditation. That's what the lesson was for me, I guess, is to see that and to understand that about me, how, you know, you can fragment off like that based on different life experiences and things like that. Well, that was a part of me that had felt rejected in life, not accepted by others for whatever reasons. And a lot of times when you're on this path, you don't feel like you belong because you're a little different. You always feel a little different than everybody else. So, you know, that's not uncommon for somebody who's kind of on this path, is to not feel a sense of belonging at times. But the belonging, again, comes right back to you. The belonging is belonging. You are home. When you are within you, you are home. That's your belonging. That's your acceptance. That's your love within you. So when all of this is happening, okay, we have like a few minutes left. My goodness, and I thought I might not have enough to say. All right. Well, anyways, okay. So, you know, you hear about the concept surrender. Oh, just let go and let God. Let's surrender. Well, that's a lot easier said than done. If we could do it that easily, we all would. But that's what this process teaches you too, is that things are happening so fast around you and within you. No, you're going at 100 miles an hour. You can't even keep up with yourself. So how is it that you're going to control anything, which is what the human wants to do? We want to have control, keep things in nice, you know, very comfortable pockets of life that feel, you know, very comfortable and controlled. Well, that's not what this is about. You're not controlling anymore. And there's no need to control, because when you start living from the highest aspect of you, that's your belief, is you know you're cared for. You know you're loved, because this is the highest part of you that's been leading you all along. This is just the remembrance of that. So you have no choice but to surrender, because you can't even keep up with yourself. You have to let go. And you have to move with the flow of life, because humans like to resist the flow of life because they want things the way they want them. Well, when you're living by your soul, it's the way your soul wants it. Period, done, end of story. There's no way around that. And your soul will always win. So we might as well just accept that. It'd be so much more better and easier. We'd move through this with much greater ease if we could just accept that. But that's what you learn to do, is to accept that more and more and more. And so you surrender. And surrendering is a huge, huge thing. Surrendering to, it's a big part of this experience, you know, surrendering, letting go of attachments to outcomes, people, places, things. That's all what it's about. We only have 2 minutes left. So I guess I'm going to conclude with that for now, but I'm going to be talking more about this because it's so very important. And there's so much of this process, like never ending. But just to kind of sum it up, once you raise in consciousness, your body has to raise in consciousness too. So then your light body gets activated. And then there's a whole bunch of series of things that you experience physically as well that people get confused about. They don't realize it's their light body being activated. And they think they've got all kinds of health conditions and issues, just like I did. And I was in the urgent care every other week. I had no idea what the heck was going on. I couldn't breathe. My thyroid went amok. All kinds of stuff. Now, it's not to say that you don't check with the doctor, but nonetheless, I'm just going to leave it at this. There are ascension things that you go through physically. Physical body ascension is what they call it. All right. I hope this hour has been helpful to you. It's been a beautiful experience for me to be able to share this from my heart to yours. And I'm just grateful that you are with me this hour and every week. Until next week. I always come from a place of love. Have a great day.